things. So I'm very pleased to introduce you to two people who are here to tell us a little bit about their perspective on superheroes. So I'm going to start first with the beautiful lady to my broadcast right, Chantel Peterson, whose young son Luke is one of our superheroes players. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How was the day fishing?
Oh, my God. So much fun.
Yeah?
So much fun.
How's Luke doing?
Considering he caught the 9-pounder,
what?
Really good. Yeah,
he caught a 9-pound walleye.
9-pounder walleye.
Wow.
Yeah, so they've got the boys' team against the girls' team.
Okay.
We've got the numbers. They've got the weight.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So they've had the volume. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now is Luke much of a? Does he do much fishing?
He has never fished before in his life.
Never fished before. And he caught a 9-pound walleye. That's phenomenal.
I think our captain Bob has had some luck with that too with us. But
yeah.
No, had no idea what he was getting into and was really nervous coming here, which I was surprised.
He
was kind of grumpy pants, and I'm like, dude, we're going fishing. And once we got on the water, he was good to go, smiles, high-fiving. Yeah, he's had a fantastic, we've all had a fantastic day.
So a year ago at this time, you wouldn't have known about superheroes at this point.
Not
right? It wasn't
all
on the radar.
No, no.
So what, you know, what brought you to superheroes, and what did you think when, you know, Luke was presented with the opportunity to play hockey on ice? Because he plays, we saw him, he was part of the...
played ringette before, and... He was gaining some skills, but couldn't keep up with the skills of the girls.
Right.
And he was double their size. So he would skate, take them out, and it just wasn't a good fit. So we said to him, you know, one more year and then that's it. And then we're like, there's no more, Luke. You know, there's nothing out there for you. And then all of a sudden we get a call from Ups and Downs saying that this Kevin guy is looking for people to come and talk about what skating could look like for our kids with Down syndrome. And we're like, huh. So my husband Corey went and they had a conversation. He's like, yeah, Luke gets to skate every Saturday. They give him equipment. They're going to do hockey skills. They're going to talk about, you know, being a good citizen, being a good team player. And I'm like, Luke, you get to play hockey. And he's like, yes. So, yeah, he's picked his number 88 jersey, and he's good to go again this season.
That's awesome. I'd like to introduce our next guest. And until today, I didn't realize it was a bit of controversy, but there was a bit of controversy. Randy Kerr joins us. And I guess I should have said all along, no relation. I mean, everybody was like, why don't, you know, no, we're not. We're not related.
We're not related.
Randy, you came aboard as our head coach, our inaugural head coach in our inaugural program. A year ago at this point, it probably wouldn't have been on your radar. But how did you get roped into superheroes?
Well, it's funny because I saw a heroes program out in Forest Lawn years ago. And I saw this program, so that was pretty cool to get involved in at some point. So I put my name in to volunteer with Heroes Regular last spring, I think. And then I was just at the coaches site conference this past week, but I was also there a year ago. And
yep.
I heard Kevin speak at the charity reception and just pumped me up that I want to get involved in this program. And sure enough, within, I think, a month, Kevin phoned me up and said, hey, I'm looking for a hockey guy to help with this program. And Sunday mornings worked well in my schedule, and we made it happen. So.
But you coach, you are in the system already, right?
Like, I am. I coach with the Calgary Buffalo Association. So I coach minor midgets. So 15-year-olds are pretty talented athletes.
Yeah. So. I'll let you describe it, but tell us a little bit about a typical practice for superheroes and what makes it so special.
Well, chaos is one adjective. It's funny because, I mean, I've coached for several years and always prided myself on being organized and having a plan. And I do have a plan going in superheroes, but it's much looser, right? And I think it's, as a coach, it's allowed me to develop some more flexibility and adaptability. I've also, you know, learned to give the players a little more voice. So a lot of the superhero things we do, we'll kind of start and lead it, but as things kind of continue, we solicit the kids' opinions on what they want to do next and engage them, and they're totally into it and they're totally engaged. So it's been a lot of fun.
I describe it a lot as 22 small area games going on at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I think what makes our program special is just the number of on-ice volunteers we have, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody needs one-to-one volunteer help helping with skating, we can provide that. If it's, like you say, playing a little small two-on-two game or three-on-three, we have the volunteers to do that. If somebody wants to rip pucks on the goalie, they can do that.
Yeah.
So I think it's unique that we can allow the kids to engage in whatever part of the game they want to, and the part of the practice, they just go and do that. So.
And Randy, I would say, I don't know, I don't think we've ever talked about this. To me, it was so incredible at the end of the season, the last couple of weeks, we were doing full team I wouldn't call them drills. They were games, yeah. But full ice, and everybody was involved, which when you look back to where we started to where we ended was incredible.
No, it is amazing because, yeah, it was what, October we had our first skate, and like you said, 18 of the 22 hadn't even been on the ice, and then, yeah, back in the spring we were skating full length, and the kids are having fun, and some of them you can't keep up to anymore, and it's been a lot of fun. It just shows, just give kids an opportunity, and they can do amazing things.
Randy Kerr is with us. He's the head coach of our Superheroes program here in Calgary, and Chantel Peterson's with us. She's the mom of one of our players. And Chantel, I'll come back to you. What's this program like in comparison to other programs for Luke? Is there a difference? Is there, you know?
When he's in regular community programs, it's a lot of nerves for us as parents because we never know how he's going to do and if he's going to be able to handle to do that or not.
Yeah.
And we have really cut back on community programs unless he has an eight, just because it's not successful for him always.
Right.
And then we do Special Olympics. So this I would say is quite comparable to Special Olympics, but even more personalized because the number of volunteers is like almost 1-to-1. Whereas Special Olympics, you have, you know, maybe 4 volunteers, 20 kids. So they get that there's intellectual disabilities with our kids, whereas you guys have personalized it for every child. Like, yeah, I mean, our Luke, who, you know, wants to just hit those, like you said, hit those hockey pucks on the goalie all the time, that's what he's able to do, and he gets off the ice and he's so excited. So this, yeah, the Super Hockey Heroes has created a venue where as parents we get to sit and relax and enjoy the time they're there. We're never worried about them. We know you guys have them, we know you guys have got them figured out, and we're just like, huh, this is kind of cool.
And as I understand it, not to play too much up, but that is a bit of a big deal, right? In the sense that,
huge.
You know, the parent, it's amazing the support the kids get, but from what I gather, it's a little bit of a difference too, because they just go to the dressing room, the coach has got them, and then you can actually just kick back and just be hockey
parents.
And just
go sit in the stands and we get a chance to visit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I don't know. Why are we talking? Why do we have this time? And yeah, like everyone is so hands-on that we actually get to just be parents of, at that moment, it feels like parents of regular, typical kids.
So what would you tell, you know, if somebody's, another parent's looking and, you know, what would you, worried about the program or nervous about the program? What do you know a year later?
I would tell them they'd be ridiculous to not be into the program. I was worried that because our son is so stubborn and so bossy pants, I was worried that he
Why are you laughing, Randy?
Kevin's sitting there going, oh, be quiet. I was worried that he would just kind of take over the whole thing.
Yeah.
But when everyone kind of quickly learned who he was and listened to us about the few tricks and trades that we had, it's worked out fantastic. So if you have a worry, have the worry, but don't keep that from going, because everyone listens and everyone is there for our kids.
How's it impacted you, Randy, as a coach? Because there are times where you come and you coach superheroes and then you go right to your club team too, right?
No, I think there's lots of similarities, right? And to me, it's just the connections you build with the athletes, right?
Yeah.
And whether that's a typical kid or a kid that has Downs or a kid with autism, it's all about the connections, right? So I've loved it. I mean, we skate Sunday mornings and it puts a smile on your face and it makes you feel good the whole rest of Sunday, right? And even coming out fishing today, I had the chance to fish with Isaiah, who's never fished before, and being there when he caught his first fish.
Oh, he did get one?
He got like eight.
But a 4-pounder.
He went from one, like the first one, he wouldn't even touch it. He's just petrified of this fish even being in the boat with him, until like the sixth one, I got this great picture of him holding it in front of him. And just, like I said, building the connections with these kids when they have the opportunities, and just seeing the growth in them as people, it just made it whole really worthwhile.
And it is, you know, even just kind of watching you work and you know, helping out, it does ground you a little bit, right?
Oh, totally.
Like, takes you back right to, right back to the beginning.
Yeah. No, it gets you back to the essence of why you put kids in sports, right?
Yeah. Even
it's
today.
It's a good reset.
Yeah, even today, like everybody coming together for the barbecue at the beginning, it was just, you know, getting the band back together, eh?
Yeah.
There's a sense of camaraderie and everything, so it's been fantastic. Listen, Chantel, thank you.
Oh,
I hope you've enjoyed today. This has been fun.
Oh, my goodness. I said I was a little kind of, fishing, really? And now I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So, yeah, no, it's been an incredible day.
And, Randy, thanks for everything you do, man. Like,
it's a
pleasure to kind of watch you work every week and come in and come up with some really cool games. And, you know, there's stuffed animals out there. There's different games, but it's just so much fun. And you did you get a chance to fish today? Or?
I did not. We had about four kids in our boat, so I was supervising, spectating, and cheerleading. So, no, it was a great day, though.
Randy Kerr, Chantel Peterson. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks
for spending some time with us.